Hurry.
I dropped the SC's phone into the cradle and almost trotted across to dispatch, where Shirley was still working hard, bending active troopers west. Norco says it's chlorine liquid, I told her. That's a break. Chlorine's nasty, but it's not usually fatal.
Are you sure that's what it is? Shirley asked.
90%. It's what they have out that way. You see those trucks headed up to the water treatment plant all the time. Pass it on. Starting with George S.
And what in the name of God's wrong with the dog?
Mr. Dillon was at the back door, nose down to the base of the screen, going back and forth, almost bouncing back and forth, and whining way down in his throat. His ears were laid back. While I was watching, he bumped the screen with his muzzle hard enough to bell it out. He gave a kind of yelp, as if to say, "Man, that hurts."
"No idea," Shirley said in a voice that told me she had no time for Mr. Dillon.
Neither, strictly speaking, did I. Yet I looked at him a moment longer. I'd seen hunting dogs behave that way when they ran across the scent of something big in the woods nearby. A bear, maybe a timber wolf. But there hadn't been any wolves in the Short Hills since before Vietnam, and precious few bears. There was nothing beyond the screen but the parking lot. And Shed B, of course. I looked up at the clock over the kitchen door. It was 2:12 p.m. I couldn't remember ever having been in the barracks when the barracks was so empty.
"Unit 14, Unit 14, this is base, copy."
George came back to her, still coughing.
"Unit 14, it's chlorine 14. Norco West says it's pretty confident of that, chlorine liquid."
She looked up at me, I gave her a thumbs up.
"Irritating, but not..." "Break, break!"
And cough, cough.
"Standing by, 14. Maybe it's chlorine, maybe it's not. Base, it's on fire, whatever it is, and there are big white clouds of it rolling this way. My 20 is at the end of the access road, the one by the soccer field. Those kids are coughing worse than me, and I see several people down, including one adult female. There are two school buses parked off to the side. I'm going to try to take those folks out in one. Over."
I took the mic from Shirley.
"George, this is Huddy. Norco says the fire's probably just fuel running on top of the chlorine. You ought to be safe moving the kids on foot. Over."
What came next was a classic George S. response. Solid and stolid. Eventually, he got one of those above and beyond the call of duty citations for his day's work. From the governor, I think. And his picture was in the paper. His wife framed the citation and hung it on the wall of the rumpus room. I'm not sure George ever understood what the fuss was about. In his mind, he was just doing what seemed prudent and reasonable. If there was ever such a thing as a right man at the right place, it was George Stankowski that day at Poteenville Grammar School.
"Bus'd be better," he said. "Faster. This is 14. I'm 7.